I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They need a win, don't they, this week? They need a win. Yeah. A little bit. We've seen this before, Flav. We've seen this before. the little piranhas are all knocking about. They're going, who's having a panic? Who can't handle the pressure today, lads? Who is it? And it's like, oh, Kep, I keep making... Oh, that's twice now Kep's making a mistake. I'll let you off for now, but I'll be back in a week's time. And there'll be West Brom!
Go!
I've hit go. It's been hit, Flav. It's been hit. You can talk now.
What you guys don't know is I was just fucking smashing podcasting then.
Yeah.
I was battering away. Goal. Bam. 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 And James hadn't hit go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was sort of like, I was going with the sort of softly approach of, are you ready? Should we now drop the bombs? Should we now give the people the gold? You're already given the gold. You've got to be careful You've got to be careful with your gold release.
What people look at me, what people think, what you think, right, when you're watching this, you just think, right, you think this comes easy. It don't come easy. This is hard. This is graft for us.
Oh, we work for this. It's a slog. All year round.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you asked before we started, you said, James,
how are you? How are you?
You went, how are you? And I said, I'm all right. Because, you know, like... You know, it's like, well, we've got Bale.
Yeah.
We've got Reggie on.
These are only.
Yeah, it's fine. And then we've already signed Doherty, haven't we? And we've signed Aubameyang. And they're like, well, that must be the end for Spurs because Daniel Levy, as we like to call him, he's a bit of a.
Danny and Reg.
He's a bit of a penny pitcher, isn't he? That just doesn't have a history of like being speculating and spending money. Just, it's not in his character. Like, he's tight with his money. And they're like, well, we don't need the centre-back. So let's just go and bloat this bloke from Inter Milan, Skirinar or whatever his name is. He seems expensive and it's, good.
I think, do you know, the biggest thing that I was like, ooh, when I watched All or Nothing was the gold wristband that he had.
Yeah.
And it made me think, I've got a bit of cash here. This is still money from Cheltenham, by the way. I've still not put it in the bank for a long time. Me and Flav went to Cheltenham, guys, by the way. Welcome back to the Jaffin podcast, by the way.
Put the money out of shot. Get rid of the money.
No, but I can... Daniel Levy now, because of the gold bracelet and because of the money that he's starting to spend, I'm now seeing him as one of those guys that has a wad of money like this and goes... Licks the thumb. Probably shouldn't be doing that, but go. So we need a centre back, do we? Bosh. There you go. Take the cash.
Mate, this is the new Tottenham.
It's a new Tottenham.
Everybody's like, well, they don't spend money. He was building a billion-dollar stadium. They
don't spend nothing.
They don't spend nothing. They never win anything. We spent loads of money on the Poxy Stadium. That's built. Now we're spending all the money. We're buying all the players.
I've got a calm take on Spurs, which we'll do a little bit later on.
Can I just finish my bit?
Yes.
They were like, we need another centre back. Yeah, well, let's get a really expensive one. People seem to rate him. I haven't really seen much of him before, to be honest, but... What, 50 million euro? Yeah, okay, let's do that. You need a backup striker? Yeah, we could do one. Have you heard of Milik? Is it Milic? I'm not sure. How much? 50 million euros. Oh, just get him in. Just get him in. And that, my friends, is the new Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah.
Shit bastard of a coach. Does that? Everybody hates everybody. Horrible little left back from Spain. Nasty, quite aggressive little right back from Ireland. Buying players we don't even need. We can play six systems with a squad we've got. Six different systems in one match.
Six. And
I'm saying it now. Everyone's picking up Liverpool. Spurs are going to win the league. Spurs are going to win the league.
Go with it. That will. That, presume that'll age well. I presume that'll age well.
it'll age well in about a week when everything comes falling down.
We were going to talk about Spurs at some stage, but we'll talk about other teams as well. I've kept it loose today. We're keeping good. It loose today, mate. But there has been one or two derby games, which is good to see. We've got some one or two derby games we can get in. I've never.
Oh, good.
92 replies, including a really bizarre argument in the tweet that I put out last week about regarding any derby games this week. But we'll dive into that and go on separate tangents as time goes on. Also, we've got managerisms, which last week we were saying, are there sort of certain things, like for those OGs of me and Flav doing content, you'll be aware of the Samism. Now, Samism is a good friend of ours who is just living life to its fullest at the moment over in Ghana, of all places. Uh-huh. But he loves to get a phrase wrong. I think we had a little chat with him the other week, and he did it again. Like, he got some, I can't remember what exactly he said, but
he uses a lot of proverbs and metaphors and mixes them up constantly. This exactly. is a beautiful thing.
I'm just going to get yourself focused up there. It's important, isn't it? Always important. Anyway, so that was one thing. That was when people get phrases wrong. This is a little bit different. We've got some managerisms from people when they spot certain things that people say in press conferences all the time. We'll need to get a new Jurgen Klopp's weird little mate because we didn't actually do it. We didn't set one down. We've got some calm takes. Got some quotes of the pod. We've got some confusing headlines. But actually, it's dominated by the derby games this week. I do also have... Some things made me really sad over the weekend. The weekend's football.
Was it QPR losing?
Yeah, that was pretty annoying. But it was...
How many games have you played?
Mid-table now, aren't we? Mid-table.
What, have you played two?
Played two, won one, lost one.
Coventry.
I'm still not focused here. Hang on. It's annoying me.
It's fine. They will forgive us.
They won't.
No, I mean, they'll forgive you producing in the middle of the show.
We care. Don't say that.
What's that? What's that little thing, Jim? What's that book? It looks like an old scrapbook. What's that?
Hang on.
Oh. What's in that? Is that? I like to think what? That's like this 1920s, a collection of 1920s porn.
This. What would that look like?
You know, like they're old, the sort of monochrome pictures, and they're showing a bit of ankle.
Yeah, just one boob out.
What is that?
This is. Yeah. This is my scrapbook, actually. My dad used to keep a scrapbook.
Go big on you. Have you gone big on you?
Yes, we have. This is my scrapbook. And my dad, when I was about 12, he was like in the loft and he found his scrapbooks. And he said, oh, you guys should make the scrapbooks of, like, you know, pictures from your childhood and stuff like that. You'll like it down the road.
I bet you do.
And someone asked to do a written interview, actually. It was quite nice, like, and because normally, like, people ask you to do, like, they'll ask you to do, like, whatever they'll ask you to do, but it's always a video. But so, this one's kind of written down. You understand how words work, and it was really nice to read. Like, we had like this really nice conversation about sport and football and whatever. And then, yeah, he wrote this article, which I'm sure I'll retweet at some point once it does come out. But
well,
he said,
"Do retweet because I want to see it."
It's good. I was kind of like quite pleased for reading it myself, but the. But he said, I said, oh, yeah, I've got pictures of, like, all of this. Like, so, for example, and I might do a video on this. I don't know if people would be interested or not. But there's been a lot of talk about my hair last week because I didn't put any wax in it. And people were like, what the fuck is that? But I have got my first ever programs in here. Oldham Athletic. Hang on.
Any of you... So, Les.
Sir Les, yeah. There he is.
Defender of racism.
Defender of, yeah, well, certainly got views on racism, that's for sure. That's when shorts were really short. Great times.
And is it all football related?
No, it's not. So it's like, I'll tell you, the front page made, front page, you like this.
And this is this, by any chance, is this your family's tartan?
No, I don't think so. But it's very close to it. It might be. It's very, very similar. Very, very similar. Some of the writing in there is really weird. And like, I'm basically saying, this is James doing da da da. Like, of course it is. It's James's scrapbook. I don't know why. It's weird.
Show us the first page.
First page. Here you go. This is Alcott as a baby.
The best bit. Literally, you haven't changed. You're still a baby.
I'm still a child. Yeah.
James, I like the QPR shining on the back.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, those are too young. I'm not sure if sticker books are even remotely popular anymore.
That's a great bit. Like, what's the greatest? What's the shiny you treasured the most? Like this.
Well, obviously Spurs shiny. Like back in the day, like before the internet. Kids and Premier League or actual Football League would have been Football League back then. Panini Football League sticker books were incredible. And so you'd have the shiny would be the team you support. I remember being particularly pleased with a Millwall shiny. And that lends into my gammon status.
Yeah.
But what we used to do if we get any Arsenal players, you can't not complete the book. You cannot not complete the book. If you have the stickers, they've got to go in. It's OCD, isn't it? You can't just... So what we do is we would put in the Arsenal stickers upside down. Everything else would be
even then. Wow, just as a little like.
It's just I didn't even want to touch them. Weird, and I don't know where this comes from. It's all indoctrination comes from your formative years and what's drilled into you. You know, you got people around the world doing mad stuff, blowing people up, shooting people. Mad stuff, right? And they get to that point based on what they've been told. For a very young age, I realised I hated Arsenal, and it's all because of what my dad's done.
The sort of brainwashing. We've got that. There's a bit of talk about a few comments about Leeds again, and talk about like the Bielsa brainwashing. Like, it'd be interesting to know, like,
another Bielsa, two Bielsa dicks, Jesus.
Well, we can get into that now if you'd like to. But here's one question for the comments for next week. Generally brainwashing is seen as a negative thing, but is there any brainwashing that's been done to you that just actually makes you smile from a footballing sense? Let us know in the comments below. Best brainwashing.
My entire football club have been brainwashed into believing that they're much better than they've ever been, really.
That they're better. Interesting.
They I've been brainwashed to say it, feel like I support, and I still believe I support the very best team in the world. They're the greatest team that's ever been. But they're not. I mean, they're not even the best team in their own league. Forget about the world.
That is always one. That's always one of the chants at a stadium when someone I like QPR sing it, but when that's another team sings it, yeah, with a great when you hear you know whoever Luton singing it, you're just a bit like, no, you're not.
That's a reach. But the thing is, it's not. And that's what's beautiful about it is your team is the greatest, whether they're good or not.
To you,
you know, you should be defending Luton. They're like similar, aren't you?
A tiny football club. Tiny football club. Good luck to him. Used to have a manager called Jones. Have now got a manager called Jones.
Same one?
No, a different one. Quotes of the pod from last week. If you missed last week's pod, go check it out. Flav's in a great mood, which is. And someone said, "Oh, this is it's so nice to see Flav not wanting to kill himself," which I thought was a bit heavy.
Shit pisses me off, and there's crap stuff constantly that pisses me off. But when I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm about as happy
as it gets. Yeah, seeing little baby pictures of little Jim. Ah, little James.
Yeah, like I say, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, which one's me and which one? I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'll get a picture and make it a PNG and cut the mouth out, and it'll just be a picture of me as a baby. And I'll talk and I'll see if anyone spots it next week.
Do a deep fake.
Yeah, do it for the first 10 minutes. Quotes of the pod last week. Rasengen says, how's no one eating that? It looks juicy. Now, if you don't know what that is, then you'll have to go back and listen to last week's podcast. Flav is in charge of getting the podcast online in an audio sense now, so that should help things, because the pressure's not on me anymore. If you are wondering what it was, here's a bit of a clue. Adam Lewis, hashtag quote of the day, or pod, is what we're actually after. James, I would assume seagulls have a poor diet, like ringballs. Flav, I can't imagine the seagull will be tasty. Football podcast. Football and podcast. And then there was a few, about Leeds and masturbating in style of the pressing style of Leeds. Managerisms that we were talking about there earlier. Conor O'Shea, Jose Mourinho loves to say, in this moment, which is true, in his tame Portuguese accent.
So good.
In this moment. Super Deutsch, Pep's whispered more than you believe when asked if he's happy with a performance. More than you believe. And Roberto Martinez, so if you spot any other over the weekend, let us know, get them in the comments. Luke Scanlon says Roberto Martinez, and he's a little bit irrelevant, so I can't really back this one up, but apparently he loves the word phenomenal.
Did you see, just while we're on manager, see with Jose Mourinho, the bloke who's...
It is done. It is done. Win or lose, it is done. Well, yeah.
What a guy.
Do you know what, though? Like, the press guy or one of his guys, he's like, I'll get you this, I'll get you that, we'll fly you here, we'll fly you there. He's not booking the flights, though, is he, Jose? Oh, God bless Jose. He's going to his mate, we can sort that out, can't we? We can sort that out. Which means you're going to sort that out. All he's got to actually go is, yes, take the photo. And also, of course he's going to say all that. He's got a camera in front of him. I'm not doubting he's... I like him. I like Mourinho, okay? But... I don't think it was as big a deal as what people said. Imagine if someone said the exact same thing to you. You go, yeah, I'll give you a photo then. Wouldn't you? You're not going to say that.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm a bit busy, mate, to be honest. I'd fuck you. Yeah. Like, I don't know your dad. I don't know you.
Imagine that. Imagine you just went really Machiavellian on it, which, you know, he is prone to doing. He would go, he just went, look, three times, mate, three times. Do you think I'd do that? Just getting photos with everyone, even if they idolise me? Do you think I'd get to the top doing that?
I know what you'd do. You're not going to do it. I'm going to sign it and I'm going to see it on eBay in 6 months. That's what's going to happen.
So that's it. He's just too suspicious of everyone. I don't know. It's fine. Didn't totally.
Bale signed in this. Bale signed. You don't talk about these things anymore. Like, Bale's nothing. Signed for Spurs.
Well, here's a calm take for you. It's great cool. setup there, Flav. Great work.
Cool.
Calm take from Neil. Get your calm takes in. Lovely to see. I'll always try and get them into the podcast. Neil Thompson. He's talking about Bale here. Obviously, we spoke about the pod last week. Waste of 13 million. You ain't winning the league. You ain't finishing top four. So what is this? A Jose vanity project. Levi would be better off paying down the stadium debt. Really good calm take. Really good calm take there from Neil.
and who is he? Who's he support?
I don't know. I think it's a fair point, though. Why is he... you're not going to win the league. You're not going to finish top four. There's no way that can happen because, of course, the season's, you know, pretty much over now. And
you know what it is?
You might as well pay money on the stadium.
A little bit salty. We've got a good player. Is that your problem?
Cheeky little...
Oh, you've been sad. You're sad. Spurs have got a great player. Is that what it is?
Cheeky little salt.
Mate, concentrate on your own football club. I'll be happy watching Gareth Bale smash him in for Tottenham, whether we finish fourth, first or tenth. Mm. We're going to watch a great player play. That's all. So, you know, I presume you're an Arsenal fan. I presume you are. When this all goes tits up in about 6 months, because you can't afford players anymore, you know, your kind of club isn't run very well, is it? Massive wages on Aubameyang. You think you're getting big players in now? You sort of spent 400 grand a week on one player. You got another player. I don't even have to deal with Arsenal currently. All I would say is anyone digging out Bal, like Rory on the kickoff the other day, he went, it's a lack of ambition from Gareth.
From Gareth. That's class.
So that's basically saying we've got a player who should be above Tottenham playing for us. So that's good. You know, you're missing the romanticism about it. This is the Gareth Bale back to Spurs is for us. So Spurs, I don't care what your comments are on it. This is for me and my fellow Spurs fans. And we're going to enjoy every minute of it. Every minute of it. And it does fit in to a new style of system that we can play. That
hello.
Mourinho's
been there's six different systems you can play now.
There's at least six.
At least seven. Six. You might just mix it up.
4-4-2. do 4-3-3. You can have 5-4-1. If you want, you can go 4-2-4.
Wow. Double pivot?
I don't worry about that anymore. I think you'll have one pivot in Højbjerg, and then you've got those two little silky bastards. Seriously, mate, if you listen to this team,
do you know what's so funny about this, though, mate? It's like, I remember last year, it was just, I go, well, no, you know, Spurs, people are kind of talking about Spurs right now. Like, I don't really want to talk about Spurs today, if I'm honest. I can't wrestle it away from Spurs, because you're buzzing, which I like, because you're a mate. That's great.
Can I say one more thing about Spurs, and I won't mention them again?
Okay.
Right, how does this sound for you, Jim? How does this sound for you?
Go on.
Lloris in goal.
Yay!
On the left. Grignard, his name is. Alderweireld.
You struggle with some of those names. Grignard.
Yeah, Grignard. Doherty as your back four, right? Midfield, you've got Højbjerg, Lo Celso and Ndombele, and up top you have Harry Kane, you've got Hummingson, and you've got Gareth motherfucking Big Dick Bale.
Here mate. Comes the goals. Yeah, it looks
anyway,
good.
Sorry, Spurs done. I've got it out. It's all out.
It looks good. It looks good. Where will we finish then? Where do you think you'll finish?
Sixth,
which was the same as a week ago.
It was seventh last time, wasn't it? Sixth or fifth.
Got a... Got a bit of Agent Flav later on as well.
All I would say is, like, I not even talking about Tottenham, that race, because there essentially is only one spot, you'd imagine. Unless Chelsea implode, there's only one spot that the chasing pack can get. Liverpool, Man City sewn up. Liverpool probably going to win the league. Man City, if not Man City. Then Chelsea, you'd imagine what they've spent that they're going to finish third, you think? It's not a bad shout.
They need a win, don't they, this week? They need a win. Yeah. A little bit. We've seen this before, Flav. We've seen this before. the little piranhas are all knocking about. They're going, who's having a panic? Who can't handle the pressure today, lads? Who is it? And it's like, oh, Kep, I keep making... Oh, that's twice now Kep's making a mistake. I'll let you off for now, but I'll be back in a week's time. And then don't be West Brom! Coming from... It's over, man. If they don't beat West Brom this week, the piranhas are all after them. Telling you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, and good. They should be, because you've bought all those brilliant players.
Pressure makes diamonds. So we'll see how many diamonds you got.
This is what it is now, Jim. You've got Wolves, Leicester, Spurs, Manchester United, Arsenal, and Everton. So that's six teams. I had to look at my fingers and count. That's six teams that are all vying for one place, that are all good enough to finish in the top four.
You knew it was less than 10 there, didn't you? I'm starting to...
What is going to happen?
I know, mate, because this
there'll
is...
There'll be a surprise, though. James, there'll be a surprise. One of these clubs will fall off.
Yeah. Well, I think we're now... Obviously, first week, second week, you don't really bring it in, but do you remember last year the... What was it? It was the panic. Was it the panic rankings or something like that? What did we have? It was something like that, wasn't it? You know, a couple of more games and they'll start to reveal themselves. Man United, if they don't get a win this week. You got Brighton. If they don't get a win, then and they don't get the transfers they want. Once that transfer, I think that's when the transfer window slams shut. That's when it's going to kick off.
Well, Manchester United out of all of them. Look vulnerable, not because they can't play. They can play. We saw it last season. And they'll win. Bruno Fernandes, obviously brilliant. Pogba, brilliant. They've got great players. They've got a forward line that you dream of. Mm. You know, that's youthful energy, fast. But their back line is utter toilet. It is terrible. Harry Maguire has gone from being a player that I respected. I thought, you know what? He might have a massive head. He might look a bit cumbersome, but that boy can play.
Somehow.
Now I'm like, he literally can't play. Like, why do I ever believe that? Look, he's terrible.
Let me get through some of these little bits here, because then once we get to the derby games, I'm up for talking about Man United. I'm intrigued to hear your thoughts on it.
All right, cool.
So, calm takes again. Rob Reed, this kind of touches on what we were talking about Leeds a little bit earlier, but here's my calm take, calm question. Bielsa, we all know he's good, right? Great. Of course he is. Everybody knows that. But why? I for sure hell don't know. Obviously, he's done a good job with Leeds. And by the way, all our new... Or they seem to have come out of the woodwork maybe a little bit. All our new Leeds fans or people watching it each week, getting involved in the comments. I like it. I like that it's spiky. I like that. I can see you. I can see your comments. And actually, I think it's basically it's a standoff. Flav a little bit, and then you guys as well a little bit. Just going, just saying something again. Just literally calling people out. Going, come on in. Come on in. Let's have it. Well, let's have it in the comments. Do you know what I mean? Because I like
so what,
it.
So we're abandoning the principle of less of that. Is that what you're saying?
I just want to see the teeth of Leeds fans. That's what I want to see. I want to see what they've got here. I want to see. I want to see how, because some of them, I like. Look, FJC, he knows who he is if he's listening. He's on my Twitch most days. Good Leeds fan, calm Leeds fan, smart Leeds fan. Will he be dragged into it? Because often people compare Leeds fans with Liverpool fans. In terms of the, like, they do, and Liverpool fans won't want to hear this, and they will inevitably bite in the comments, but yeah. Liverpool fans, all fans bite quite a lot, but Liverpool fans like a little bite.
Sensitive little
pricks. Yeah! But Leeds, generally, at the top of that tree, I would say there's Arsenal, there's Liverpool, there's Leeds. Generally.
What, in terms of most sensitive?
Reactive. No, reactive is the wrong word. Is sensitive the right word? It's like reactive, but not in a angry sense. I don't know. Maybe it is reactive. If you had like a, you know, like the science like chart, like, you know, you've got certain ones that are really reactive and certain ones that aren't. Like Burnley fans, you say something about a Burnley and then they go.
Don't care.
Yeah. Well, I've got pie in the oven, so. Like, it's like something like that. Whereas like other clubs are kind of like, well, no, hang on a minute. I'm still. Big or whatever it is, we're still. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing: is Liverpool fans are really sensitive. Arsenal fans are completely deluded.
Let me put it on.
Leeds fans are. Do you know what? Look, they're 16 years out of the top flight, and historically they are a big club, and. Historically, they travel well, and no doubt if the Premier League was back, they would be their fans would be all over, and they would be tearing the house down, like singing their hearts out. They would be loud, undoubtedly. They would. The reality is,
they won nothing, though. They won nothing.
What have they won? It was probably some FA Cups back in the day.
Yeah, well, they were huge in the 70s, title, massive in the 70s.
92, 91, they won the league before it went.
I found out last week that my mother was a Leeds fan back in the day. I had no idea. She just kept it quiet like her whole lives. But apparently she quite liked Leeds back in the day. Yeah,
I used to like Leeds.
She's like Joe Jordan. She's a fancy Joe Jordan, I think.
Really?
I know.
She likes a big, powerful Scotsman.
Yeah, that's why she married Gary. to finish off that comment.
He's got it right there. He's got it right there.
Yeah, he's got going upstairs as well as down. That's Gary, yeah. Apparently.
Oh, he's got what, big one, is he?
Yeah, straight. No. I don't know.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Fucking find out. You've got to know
something I didn't think I'd talk about in this podcast. God, I hope he doesn't listen to this one.
Gary, let us know, mate. If you are watching, drop it in the comments.
Drop it in the comments. Drop it. Joe, get in the comments. dear. In my Football Manager series, I've got this like whip sound effect, and then I said something that was a bit of an innuendo and pressed the whip without thinking, and so now whenever I say anything that's like close to an innuendo, I just go whoop, like quietly, and we were trying to sight in someone yesterday. I didn't feel I got the credit it deserved, but I went we're trying to sign this guy. We'd offered 10 million, and then we were like, should we I said, shall I increase it to 12? I thought, yeah, my dreams. And like, no one noticed. I was on the phone. Like, so in my Football Manager series, I have people who watch live then come and chat to me whilst we're doing it. But two people were chatting to me and no one spotted it. And I thought that was good. Anyway, Rob Reed, so he's saying, so he doesn't know why. Obviously, he's done it. So it's about Bielsa. Obviously, he's done a good job with Leeds. But before that, we all knew he was good. But I'm not sure many of us actually knew why. Where had he managed? My gut says probably somewhere fashionable like Italy or Spain. But if I'm honest, that's a guess. Had he won stuff? I imagine so. But also, I don't really have a clue. My point of all of this is not to highlight my lack of knowledge, because my gut on this one is that many are in the same boat. My point is, I reckon loads of the Jaffa lovers are probably in the same boat. Yeah. Yet we've all had it instilled in our football brains that Bielsa is great somewhere along the way, while simultaneously not knowing anything else about him. I wonder how that happened. And I actually think there is an element of truth in that. If you've watched the first two games of the season, then I think you've seen that from a style of play, it's something that's really exciting to watch, and there's going to be loads of goals. So you can add that to it, and then it's the ingredient of, well, Guardiola says he's good, and Pochettino is in love with him. And then he did some amazing things at, I think it was Boca, right at the start of his career. So
did he? I think, look, yeah, it's I brought up his Wikipedia now. He was at Argentina for 6 years as their national coach.
Didn't win anything.
Did well, but what I did know about him is that he couldn't stay at any football club for very long. He would constantly fall out with coaches. Something would upset him and he would leave. He was at one club for about 4 days before he left.
Yeah.
In Leeds, he's found a home. I think he's been at Leeds as long as any club team he's managed. But he did
certainly for a while. He definitely had a bit of globe trotting.
I'm just looking now. He's never been at a club longer than 2 years.
Wow.
No club. He's Argentina for 6 and then Chile for 4. Espanyol, we lasted a couple of months. Lille, a couple of months. I think Lazio is the one he walked out within 10 days or something.
That's it, yeah.
And Leeds is... And what was great about it is he joined Leeds because big club, big potential, biggest club in the Championship, hands down. But they've always underperformed. So the attitude... There wouldn't have been the expectation. So they brought him in. He's actually lowered himself by going to the Championship because his resume suggests that he should be able to get a top club. But he's kind of ruined his reputation by being apparently difficult to work for. And he's gone into Leeds and he's got them playing really well. But he's a lot of hype. There's a load of hype around him. He didn't get them up in his first season. And he's conceded 7 goals in 2 games.
Well, last thing we'll say on this then is Liam Carter. Leeds fans, right. Let's have a chat. Let's have a chat in the comments. We'll talk about it next week in more detail. Leeds are playing Sheffield United this week. More on Derby games in a second. But yeah, it'll be interesting after that one, because that's the kind of... You got a middle of the road team, you got a promoted team, and you got Liverpool.
Yeah.
So that's a good little... that's a good way of kind of getting a good litmus test on where they're at the moment.
Don't get me wrong, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. Like they really play really exciting football, and it's really great to watch. Like I really do really love it. But what's going to be fascinating is, can they sustain this throughout the whole season? Like they did it in the Championship. Less games this year, but the speed is more intense, isn't it, in the Premier League. It's more difficult to do it. And you're planning a much, much better opposition. Can he maintain it? Does he have a plan B? It's going to be fascinating to see. For a Leeds fan, you'd hope he does. And do you know what? If you're a fan of the Premier League brand, you want Leeds United in there.
Yeah.
As a fan of my only football club, I couldn't give a shit about all that. I don't care whether they're there or not.
I've really enjoyed watching them. Both games. I've been able to see them a decent amount. Liam Carter said...
I don't know if it's just about getting used to the league, but you can't concede 7 goals in 2 games and expect, if that's the way you're going to defend to stay up. You just can't.
Liam Carter, sorry, go on. If we're being just a full stop on this, Liam Carter, these aren't my words, guys. I'm not trying to, it's just a gentle bit of provocateuring.
Carter, you build the running order, so effectively.
You build the running order with your comments. Get in there. Liam Carter, if we're being serious, Leeds were nothing special. They had 3 chances. 1 was fully given to them. Other than that, they didn't really do that much. Right, new bit. Allegedly, this has been put forward by the James and Flav community page, who did the timestamps last week. Thank you so much, because people quite like them. You're a legend. Now, this is one just to kind of, like I say, just pop there in front of you. and you let us know. It's a dangerous one, but we, you know, we like a touch of danger on the Jaffin podcast. I think I have a new bit idea. Probably not very good, but worth a go. It's called Allegedly, and it's centred around the most outrageous football-related rumours and conspiracy theories, like Zaha's affair with David Moyes' daughter, which, did you see that happen?
Yeah.
I saw it, like, it's so nice to, like, oh, have, you know, often you go, oh, have you seen this on Twitter? Have you seen this on Twitter? It was so nice, I was just sat down. I'd you spoke to me, didn't you? I was I'd had a little bit of retail therapy. Gone home.
What did you bought?
I bought some bits. Bought myself some bits, some clothes. I bought some fancy trousers.
Okay.
And anyway, I sat down and the game started, and I was, and then they start talking about Wilfried Zaha and Patrice Evra. I said this on my stream actually yesterday. It's like, so something that me and you, I think, were very used to seeing is the, or almost you can, yeah, you can almost see it. It's like the thought process of people when asked a question about football, where they're kind of like, how much have I really got to say on this? So what happens is, the thought process of people is, you get asked a question, and then you go, if you do have like thoughts ready on it, then they just come out. It's great. But if you, but if you don't, and you'll see this, you'll see this often, your people will go, right, panic. And you hear just a little explosion.
I have it all the time. Yeah. All the time.
I probably shouldn't even be saying this. It's dangerous,
this
isn't
is
it?
Yeah, this is my face.
But we spoke about this before with Rory. Rory's spoken about this before. And I love, that's the thing I love watching with Rory. And so there was a bit of drama with Rory on the kickoff. And I think a general understanding and actually a kind of humility of Rory to sometimes say, I don't know about this club or that club, has actually hurt him in a little exchange that happened, because he was starting to get fed up with people saying he didn't know anything about certain things. But at the same time,
you want to talk about that?
Okay, so, well, you were there. What were your thoughts on it?
I wasn't. When I was there, I wasn't even aware that this was a big thing. And
I didn't feel tense at the time.
I mean, no more than usual. I seem to be the sandwich in there.
Tense.
The sandwich. I just seem to be like, you know, whenever I'm there, I'm the beef. And they're the two bits of bread. They seem to start arguing. I dropped in the Leeds thing, and I didn't know that they'd had this big argument about Leeds before, and that set them off again. Obviously, Loz is like a massive fan of Bielsa. I know he did some work on Pochettino Doc and found out a lot about Bielsa, and obviously rates him incredibly. So he happened in that instance to be talking about something he really knew about. Rory and myself were just saying, you know, Leeds could go down. They could go down. And I thought they took too much of an exception of saying that. And I think Loz didn't mean to insult Rory, but perhaps he did and hurt his feelings somewhat. And it went a little bit over the top. But it was, I didn't think it was a big deal. And there certainly was no ill feeling afterwards or anything like that. So
I saw Loz on Monday, went to the hashtag United game. Up the tags, come on! And I said to Loz, I was like, oh, what's all this? Like, was it all okay afterwards? Because you know that these things inevitably are all okay afterwards. And there is an element of, on that show, there is that element of sparring, isn't there? That kind of...
It's the premise, really. That they really have strong opinions and then they butt heads.
Exactly.
But you can't expect someone to know everything about everything.
But I said, like, I think the thing with Rory as well is he's so water off a duck's back, he's so durable that, yes, I think Loz, the one time when someone does get... you know, it's like a lot of things. Sometimes you kind of, you let it go. And then you kind of go, well, actually, I'm a bit annoyed now. Like, sometimes that happens, doesn't it? And especially in that, like you say, in that kind of environment. So,
what I don't get about it's not that big. You, Loz, in that instance, is why they're so passionate about football. Like, it's really important things out there you should be passionate about. Like, why are you so angry about this? It's just a stupid game played by players who literally don't give a shit about any of us. Wouldn't piss on us if we were on fire to a man.
Yeah.
Do not give a shit about how much money we have to pay, how far we have to travel, you know, whether their performance is shit or whether they're run hard enough. They don't care about us. So why do we care so passionately about them? I don't understand. Anyway, they are very passionate about it. And Rory, to his credit, by saying, you know, I don't watch all of football, and all of us, anyone who's on in camera on YouTube is guilty of talking around a subject that they don't really know a lot about. Yeah. I do it on this podcast every week. This podcast. I've done it already in this podcast.
Well, I guess that's the thing that people don't realise as well, is that you need information. So you read stuff and you kind of either, you take it in and go, yeah, okay, fair enough, that makes sense. I'll use that as my own. Or,
yes.
Or you'll kind of go, well, actually, this was said and I kind of disagree with it. Like, there's a thing with Goldbridge made a, I was watching Goldbridge talk about Man United, which, yeah, that's something Goldbridge, I would like to talk about.
If you love him so much, why don't you go and marry him, James?
I see. Well, he's already married. He's already married.
I also saw, just to cut you, you're going to come back to Goldbridge coin. I saw you do a video with Rambo the other day, didn't I?
I do two videos with Rambo every week.
I didn't notice.
Well, ask me about my life.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes. No. Anyway.
Goldbridge.
Well, yeah, we'll get to Goldbridge. But the allegedly thing, I would love any bizarre rumours that you've heard, however trivial and small, on footballers. I want them. I want them in the comments. I think this could be hilarious. The more ridiculous, the better. Obviously, some I'll have to make. There might be some that I can't say. But if it is...
Allegedly, I've got one.
Go on.
Allegedly, Aaron Lennon has an absolute weapon between his legs.
That's more footballer's wangs, that is.
He's a big, big boy, apparently.
Allegedly.
And he's only short. He's only little. So, I mean, it shouldn't work like that, should it? Should be proportionate. Should be.
Help sometimes with balance, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Patrice Evra one. Yeah, he did. Sorry, going back to it, circling back now. They asked him about... Kelly Cates made a really great question because Patrice Evra was there when Zaha was at Man United. There's obviously a clear link there. Didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Patrice, you were in the squad at the time. Great question. Really excited to hear the answer on it. And he's obviously gone, I had no idea he was in the squad at the same time as me. That's what his head's saying. So then, like I said, when you're not sure about something,
you would have been really low down. So there's no real reason why he would know all of them. like 10 years later.
Maybe, yeah. But go on. So he then goes, like you do, so often you go, if you don't know something about stuff, you'll go, what do I know about that player from a broader sense in terms of what clubs have they played for previously? Can I reel them off? Right, I don't even know who he ever played for. Do I know numbers from last season, how many goals he scored? No. So what team is he playing for, and how could, wherever their team is, how could that affect his performance? Let me see if I can find that. And sometimes you can't find that either. Right, then, anyway, so there's a lot of clutching. And Patrice Evra clearly doesn't have the best of filters anyway, if you've seen his Instagram, which I love. I like it. Like someone said to me as well, that Bobby Turner said, you can imagine him, if you had to put money on someone swearing by mistake this season, it's Patrice Evra is your guy. Because he kind of just goes for it a lot of the time. But anyway, they start talking about, he said, well, you know, I think it's a strange one because he was playing every preseason game, every single preseason game. And then, of course, there was the rumor that he had an affair with David Moyes' daughter. And and then after that, you never see him again. He never play again. So I don't know. And then he's just gone there. It's a split second decision and he's made it. And then poor Kelly Cates has had to go, well, corsets. You know, we don't know the ins and outs of that. And then a little bit later on in the show, she had to apologise, saying that apparently they must have sort of spoken to Zaha's people. And apparently Zaha's never met David Moyes' daughter ever. So,
look, all I would say, allegedly, that there is no smoke without fire, Jim. What's the problem? What's the problem? Why is it a scandal if they want a date? Like, firstly, if it did happen, David Moyes, he needs to get out of his daughter's life.
Yeah,
if that's the case. If it happened and there was a bad ending, that's just football. I'm sorry, that's just the romance. Nothing to do with football.
I was saying, love him football.
Maybe he just felt he wasn't ready. But whatever it is, I hope it's true.
And maybe she would have been good for his football. Maybe she should have let that love blossom, David. You know, if she's anything like you, she'd be very loyal. She'll keep you up.
I'm not one to diss or to make light of someone's appearance, right? I don't like doing that. I try not to do it myself.
However, God,
yeah. is he all right? I mean, he looks so unwell.
David Moyes.
And yeah,
he's got COVID.
Is that why he's bright red?
Yeah, I don't know if that's why he's bright red, but he's got COVID, doesn't he?
He was somehow bright red and white, really pale at the same time. It's really unwell. Someone better check him out. He has got COVID, hasn't he? Yeah.
He's not
allowed to play. He's not allowed to see what happened at Leighton Orient. Spurs are playing Leighton Orient. I know it's supposed to be Spurs anymore, but 18 players got it.
18.
We've been given the bye. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Should Tottenham Hotspur be given a bye in that right, or should they reschedule the tie?
Reschedule it.
They're not going to give it to us.
Seems silly. So what I would like, just to be clear on that, I want the laziest rumours you can find. Really rubbish rumours that will just make us laugh. I don't want it to be, well, no, actually, there's evidence to back it. I don't want it.
I like it.
Terrible rumours. I want terrible, terrible rumours. Get them in the comments now. I'm trying to figure out, can I think of one? I can't. Anyway, get them in the comments. So derby games. One or two derby games this week, mate. You might have noticed.
There.
Yeah.
I have. Do you know what? I had a little look. I couldn't see any, out and out derbies. But
so someone didn't get it. Someone didn't get it this week, unfortunately.
There's always one person who doesn't get it.
Someone didn't. So that's a shame. Someone unable to get it this week. So we'll run through the games first and foremost. Oh, that's huge.
Sheffield United and Leeds. Is that about one? Is that a derby?
Hang on a minute. There we go.
Right.
So there's some of the games here we've got here. So we've got Brighton, Man United, Palace, Everton, West Brom, Chelsea, Burnley, Southampton. Flav, tell us what the... Flav will never know the score to this game, Derby.
Southampton, hands down. Burnley, Southampton. Well, no, hands down. Okay. Let me explain the rest of them. Fulham and Villa, 100%.
Catherine said that would be the one. It wasn't Catherine, it was someone else, sorry.
Whoever said it would be correct. Both Fulham and Villa and Burnley and Southampton, outside the fan base of those games, no one gives a shit. Might as well not happen. Just roll the dice, see that the game happens, see, give them the score. Don't waste everyone's time.
Right.
Brighton, Man United. Brighton look good, haven't they? They're starting playing some nice football. Lamptey.
Nice little formation there, 3-4-3.
Great.
Really good.
Great player. They shouldn't let him go. Man United, you know, we see. Hopefully their capitulation continues. Everton, let's see.
Flow your horses, Flav, because we've got derby games here. I just want to run through them there. There are your big games. The one that Flav will not ever know the answer to. So make sure you tweet him, let him know the scoreline once it happens.
Was that what that was the other day?
Did you get loads of tweets?
I got loads. I got about 20. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
And what were people saying?
The scores. They were just sending the scores in. And I was like, I don't know what. I forgot that. I make a lot of content, right? Each week I'm recording all. I just didn't know what was happening. I was really confused. But now I know.
But now you know. So yeah, make sure it's... let Flav know. Burnley, Southampton and Fulham, Aston Villa when it happens. Not everyone got it, unfortunately.
Sheffield United versus Leeds nailed it.
Leendert said... Leendert Witcher went... Sheffield United versus Leeds.
You say he didn't get it. He got it.
He got it. Nailed it, says Paxton.
Nailed it.
Love it.
Nailed it.
Right. Let's run through a few of the derby games. I'm sure you'll have swapped them yourselves, but I'll run through them now. Derby games. James Allen, Spurs versus Newcastle. Is the any news on any news from Milan derby?
Beautiful, but you got it. It's how you say it.
Any news from Milan
derby?
Is he gone yet, Danny Rose? He's not gone yet.
No one's going to want him.
Genoa want him.
No, that's fallen through.
Has it? Any word from Genoa? Oh, it's harsh. It does seem harsh. Any word from Genoa? Milan? Any news from Milan? Any news from Milan? What a great sentence. I'd love for that to be a legitimate sentence that I had to say at some point. Yeah, that's great. I know, I understand. But just, has there been any news from Milan? That'd be great.
Yeah.
But it's actually
I could do an Agent Flav on Danny Rose in a bit if you want.
Oh, lovely, exciting. Okay, cool. Jack Nelson. This is 12:30. You got Brighton versus Manchester United, which of course is, according to Jack Nelson, the managers who look like a Lord of the Rings creature. Solskjaer heading up against Potter.
It's
fair
incredible.
To me. It feels fair to me.
I
did like it. So we can talk about Man United now. Now's the time. We can park that up. Do you know what? Actually, someone said this to me. A fam said it to me. She said she was watching Michael McIntyre. And he said that there's a couple of things. And this might be good for like birds and that, which we can bring back if anyone needs some relationship advice. But she was saying that Michael McIntyre's wife said that there's a couple of things that men can do that women don't understand why, but they find it really, really sexy. And one of them was taking a jumper off this way from the back. Apparently birds just love it. And the other one was when driving. Hang on. When driving and when you reverse, apparently this is really, really sexy. But when you reverse, when they do that around the other car, when they're reversing back, putting their arm on the other seat when they reverse, apparently is really sexy.
Is it
to the ladies? Yeah. Why did I bring that up?
That's good to know.
Anyway, Manchester United. Is everything all right there, Flav? Is everything okay? Because going back to the Goldbridge thing, I was watching Goldbridge. And he was talking about, you know, transfers, and they're linked with Sorloth, you know, the Crystal Palace forward who's had one amazing season after being not good enough for the Prem. And now he's.
I spoke to a Crystal Palace mate, and he said he's garbage.
Really? Well, yeah.
In his own words, garbage.
Scored some goals for Trabzonspor. Do you know who's got. I thought of you when I saw this. Do you know who's gone to Turkey?
Who?
Aaron Lennon. It's another one.
What do you mean, another one?
Another Premier League player who had some good years going to Turkey.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by another one. Goldbridge was talking about the signings, and he was trying to, and it was lovely, gentle provocateuring. He said he's under the idea that you can't blame Solskjaer for any problems at Man United because of how good the record was against the top six sides. Okay?
Tactically, he held his own and actually sort of mastered some of the best managers in the game.
Yeah, so
he knows what he's doing, essentially.
From a counter-attacking point of view, right? But he was saying we're losing, as a fan base, Man United fans are missing the point if they turn on Solskjaer. He's saying that at this moment in time, the concentration needs to be putting pressure on the board to go and get Sancho, because the Sancho deal, they're sort of digging their heels in because they've kind of been burnt on Wan-Bissaka and Maguire. And he suggests that they're doing it on the wrong transfer, because Sancho, of all of these players, is more world-class than any of them. So this is the time to spend a little bit extra to get him through the door. And so you shouldn't focus on Solskjaer. And in the middle of his live stream, I loved it. He went, if you think Solskjaer is... And I think it's fine for him to have this opinion, by the way. But he said, if you think it's down to Solskjaer's coaching, you're dumb. just jealous, just from no one. I went, because I was cooking at the time. I went, love that. If you don't, you're dumb. It's literally, and if you think, I don't know what it is, say it's 70-30, right? People think Solskjaer is like inept or whatever. That's like 30% of your fan base is going, you're stupid.
You don't understand.
Your opinion is stupid. I loved it. It was so good. But do you agree with that? Because I would disagree with Mark on this one. That's what football's about. It's all about opinions.
I would disagree with part of it. I think Solskjaer isn't the problem at this moment. We saw what he did when he had the players at his disposal. But if he's in any part responsible for focusing all on Sancho instead of rebuilding that defence, then he needs to go along with Woodward. Because there is, in my opinion, signing Sancho does not bridge the gap. Does not bridge the gap with Liverpool and Man City. Because for all the good work that Sancho does, their defence will undo. You can't, you're never going to win the league with Lindelof, Harry Maguire and Luke Shaw in your team.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I would also say that's kind of obvious what the weakness was last year. It was the ability to sort of destruct the teams that sit back and defend against you.
It's really hard. That's a difficult thing to do. I don't think Sancho helps in that situation when you're playing against a low block.
No, I agree. Really? I agree. That's why I was like, I've said this on a few things this week, but like, why didn't they get Thiago? Like, why didn't they go? Like, why wasn't that the focus? Or why wasn't Reguilon? Like, why isn't, like, if Reguilon is as good as, you know, people are hoping that he'll be, and Luke Shaw, like, for the first goal, Luke Shaw doesn't see the danger in that one. I think people get a little bit fed up with Luke Shaw. Like, the focus is clearly, the focus, for, I don't know, I guess maybe it's just that actually they overachieved last year in finishing third. Because if you think, right, if you want Man United's squad to get to the level of Liverpool's or City's or Chelsea's, it's not, you know, they're not two players away. There's quite a few players away. Like, the centre-backs are wobbling. There isn't a metronome in midfield for teams that drop off. Because I watched that game and McTominay, I really like, actually, but he was better last year when he had to do a little bit more work. This year, you actually just, if you've got Pogba, Van der Beek and Bruno Fernandes, you just need someone who gets it and gives it to them a lot quicker. And McTominay isn't there yet with that sort of side of the game, and his positioning isn't good enough yet either. Mm. So you needed someone there. Wan-Bissaka's great defensively. From an attacking point of view, is like, if you think of the level of the fullbacks that you're seeing at Chelsea, at Liverpool, at Man City,
he's least of the issues at United.
He won the most tackles in the league last year. Like, defensively, he's amazing.
About him at all, would you?
I don't worry about him. But if you're, how much of an attacking threat is he at this moment in time? I'm not sure. But my point is, he could be the he could be the more conservative fullback. But if you're going to do that and you need to strengthen on the left-hand side anyway, you need to go and get someone really, really good to kind of, to sort of help with that a little bit, right? And if, again, look at Chelsea and their fullbacks now. It will end up being Chilwell and Reece James, and you've got Azpilicueta and Alonso as the backups, who are both like okay. So they're just kind of getting, they're getting left behind. And so a lot of people kind of jumped on this idea, oh, on social media, Man United fans are being out of order. Like, they do, you know, their expectations are far higher, and they've signed Van der Beek, who I like, but isn't a, wasn't someone in that position wasn't actually the priority for them.
Well, the other issue is that they've, yeah, sometimes when there's talent available, you get it, especially at 40 million, it seems like a good deal. But yeah, but that's not in replace of stuff you actually need. And you look at players like Skriniar. Is it Skriniar?
Skriniar, yeah.
Skriniar joining for Spurs, if that does happen. That's a player that could improve their defence,
yeah,
you'd think. Reguilón, they wanted. It looked like he was going there, but then they decided that they didn't like the buyback clause that Real Madrid wanted inserted. But these plugs holes. You plug holes for that are currently left unplugged.
I think the thing as well, like, from a, that's where I agree with in terms of a percentage split. I agree more with Goldbridge that it's about the board than about Solskjaer's tactical sort of elements of it, because I think still, the big problem at the end of last season was strength on from off the bench, and so that that doesn't just correct itself too easily when you're looking at, you know, players that really, really are going to kind of actually make an impact for you and change the game for you. That's very difficult. Even if you look at like youngsters coming through, even Chelsea with the youngsters that they've got, it's one or two that can kind of get involved. Liverpool, it's one or two again. And they're still probably not the first people that they look to when they look at the subs bench. So for Man United, it's a similar thing. But I would say that, like, they still should be able to affect the game more than they have done. Like, I still have question marks on Solskjaer, because I'm not sure what he's trying to do sometimes. And that Crystal Palace game, he had long enough to fix it, and he didn't really have the answers.
Very true. The thing is that there's the Man United that all of these people, Goldbridge, all of them grew up with, isn't the Man United they've got now, and it's hard to take. They're screaming at the board. They're not investing for whatever reason. They're taking money out of the club through interest payments, interest on the loans that they put in, or whatever it is. They're taking money out, and then they're not buying players that historically they would have been able to without any issue. But if they really wanted Gareth Bale, they could have had him. If they really wanted to pay the money, they wanted to invest and work on that deal, they could have had him. If they really, really want Sancho, they can pay the money.
I think, and do you know, this is where, like, someone who's kind of out of it, when someone who's out of it, you kind of, like, say, for example, like Arsenal getting, I always kind of go to this Rob Holding thing. Like, sometimes, like, for quite a few years, they're kind of like, oh, well, yeah, but when Rob Holding comes back. But I think it's bigger than that. It's the manager, and then it's signings as well. Similar thing that I'm sort of seeing with Man United now is people going, I would have rather seen Smalling against Crystal Palace, or Matic. Why isn't Matic is so good. Why isn't Matic playing? And these are players that, when you were relying on them a little while ago, they were like, we need to get these players out of this club. So, like, I think that highlights where Man United are at. Because I've struggled with it. I've been struggling to kind of figure out what I think about Man United. I'm still kind of exploring it, because I don't know if they've got good players or not, or if they're not being managed well enough or not. That's where, and again, did they overachieve last year or not? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they did. I don't think you can overachieve when the run that they had was so convincing and they looked good. That's not overachieving if it's over a certain period. It's about them finding the working at the maximum of their abilities. But overachieving would suggest that they've done something that they weren't capable of, which isn't the case.
Brighton will be an interesting one, because Brighton will come and have a go, which is actually could be a bit more useful for Man United, because it will leave space for them to have a little attack themselves. That'll be a good game, actually. The manager who looked like a Lord of the Rings creature derby. Exciting.
Indeed.
Pat Dobson, Sheffield United versus Leeds is the, we're both considered a tough away game, derby. Catherine also chucking the boot in. The overhyped manager's derby, Sheffield United versus Leeds.
Oh, nice.
Chris Wilder, is he like, what's happening there? What is, you know... Actually, I wonder if Chris... Do you think he's like, he's having a little panic because he was like, last year he was like, go around side! Go around side! And now he's like on the training ground going, everyone's started to figure out, like, well, the centre-back's going to go around side, so let's just stop that. Let's make sure we sort of funnel out. And he's going, well, go through middle. Like, is he going to have a panic now? I don't know. We will see. We will see.
No, he won't have a panic, but... you see this all the time. You always see this. It's about motivation
second
as much as it is about
syndrome.
It's massive, and it's not. It is a real thing, and it's just like it goes with the same with people that win trophies or win Premier League championships. Mm. That win it twice or three times in the bounce really, really hard, because the messages don't work the same way that they did previously.
Yeah, do you know what it's like?
The Aston pumps stop working, don't they?
It's a bit like Leeds, you can see those players as they walk out the tunnel. I imagine if you were able to zoom into their shorts, they've all got tingly balls and the hairs on the end of their ball sack on end right now, right?
Yes.
Whereas
yes.
Sheffield United, once the last game of last season ended, they were loving it. They had tingly balls as well. But once the last game of last season ended, all the hairs on their balls just went like this. Just closed in and just calmed down. The tingle's not there anymore. Do you know what I mean?
They're yeah, like... and it's hard to it's hard to manufacture.
It's hard, fun, hard. Yeah. It's very hard to manufacture.
In order to negate Sheffield United's problems, the most surefire way to do it, or the one that gives you the best opportunity, is to spend big.
Yeah, because that's true. Because say they got like Ampadu, little tingle on the balls there. Brewster, go get yourself a Brewster. Nice, tasty tingle there, which could last for a few months and get the momentum back. We'll see.
Yep.
Ed Jones, Liverpool versus Arsenal is the obsessed with their rivals' trophy drought derby. it's also, thanks to Wee Joe, says it's the Twitter poll winners' derby, Arsenal versus Liverpool. Guaranteed if an Arsenal player and a Liverpool player is in the goal of the month competition, one of them will win. It's a shame. They need to sort of calm that down somehow.
Sad, isn't it? Just shows you how sad.
Well, sad, engaged, sad. Reactive. Jad of all trades. Everton versus Crystal Palace. The grey-haired men who were humiliatingly kicked out of their last job to do a decent job in this job, derby. Eric, Burnley versus Southampton is the $5 million for him. He was great in the championship last season. We'll take him. Derby. She's good. And also Pat Dobson, Burnley versus Southampton is that we provide all of England's backup goalkeepers derby.
That's amazing. That's a funny one with Southampton, because clearly they've got in Hasenhüttl a good manager.
What was wrong last week? Why are they getting pumped,
mate? It was bizarre. They the first half they were excellent, and second half we got in behind them at will. Like it was like we weren't even trying, and we were having one-on-ones. We had about 8 one-on-ones, and their line was so high. And I guess I think the first half worked really well. They were pushing us, couldn't get out of our box. You know, it was difficult for us to play. They were really like high press, and their back line was pressing in order to force us to make mistakes, don't give us any room. But that's exactly the way not to play Tottenham. Because we can go long, and with the pace of Son, we'll destroy you. And even if it feels like we're not playing well, we're just waiting for that one moment for the ball to land at Winks or Højbjerg's or Kane's feet, and then all you got to do is play it to Son, and no one's going to catch him because he's that fast.
Mm.
So they went in. It was 1-1 at halftime.
Why are you looking to the right?
Concentrating.
All right.
Sorry.
That's so weird. You just did it for a while. I'll let him off. I'll let go for a bit. But if this carries on.
All right. Sorry. I'll look at the camera.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I'm a podcaster, right? Not a fucking YouTuber. So I don't need to.
Six years into this, mate. You're a YouTuber.
All right. So, yeah. And then, so we scored. pretty much on 47 minutes, come back. And I just think that they felt this will continue to work because it worked throughout the first half and they were a much better team. And then we scored again. And then they're like, it's okay because sometimes these things happen. Then we scored again. And they were, all the goals were identical. And he just didn't react. And by the time he probably thought about reacting and thinking, I need to change the system, we'd scored too many goals for it to matter.
Yeah. It did. Yeah, did you see that? It was this like little 5-10 yard space that they could just able to just hit the ball in.
What Mourinho did is that he just he said to Kane, you just drop back, get the ball, and look for Son. And it was that simple. Because I mean, I don't think there's any, you can't deny, and no one can deny what an incredible amount of vision that Harry Kane has, and his passing ability is second to no other striker in the world. So they just didn't react. And anyway, I don't want to talk about Spurs. I want to talk about Southampton. Is that they need to play this out, don't they? Southampton fans, they can't start thinking, "Oh, is he good enough?" Because they've lost two on the bounce.
Yeah, he got hold your nerve this year,
especially with him. And it's like one of them things is that with fans, they get so reactive. They're so reactive. Like Arsenal, like if Arteta loses a couple of games on the bounce, 100%, you'll be able to find them on Twitter. Arsenal fans calling for his head, even now, as ridiculous as that would be. So it's a tricky one. It's really I admire the football fans that are most patient with their manager. That's why I admire you, Jim. You never call for a manager's head ever.
Yeah. Do I?
You're just like, just see
give him a chance. He's trying his best. All right.
Okay,
it's that time. It's time for Aiden Flair. It's coming in, getting deals done. Here we go. You can't say that's someone else's phrase. Of Flav needs his own one. It's Aiden Flav. Can I just pull... The reason why this is confusing to me, James, is that Fabrizio Romano.
Aiden
Flav!
He's not an agent. He's
Aiden Flav!
So I'm not sure what you want me to do when I'm talking here.
I'm saying I'll get the deals done, okay? Get the deals done is what I'm saying. Arteta, on Ozil's absence. The team is, this is after yesterday, Ozil, Guendouzi not involved. Charles Watts said this from Goal. Arteta said this. The team is evolving. You can see the level they are achieving. This is where we are at the moment. We want to evolve more and play better and compete better. What I'm saying to you is get the deal done. Get him out of the club. Where's he going, Flav? What's the deal? What's the money? Get it done.
With Ozil, he's on such massive wages, isn't he? He's got a year left on his contract.
Get it done.
$350 grand. If you want to get this done,
just get it done.
Arsenal have got to subsidize half of his wages,
right,
and send him to somewhere where he can play. Maybe go back to Germany, where he came from, one of his former clubs, where he's going to be loved, similar to the Gareth Bale deal. How do we get the Gareth Bale deal done? It's by tugging on the heartstrings, yeah? Because he's a quality player, so we'll find a club for him. It's just Arsenal need to start digging into their pockets and realising that they're not going to get him out of the football club if they don't subsidise somebody's wages, because it was a crazy crazy contract to give him in the first
place. I wonder who would take him. Who would take him and pay half his wages?
I mean, there are clubs in Germany. Germany are looking.
They got the cash though.
That's what I'm saying. They need to get the poison out of the football club. You get the poison out of the football club, you've got to pay. You got to suck on the wound, right? So suck on the wound. Let him go back to
spit it over to Germany. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Danny Rose, get it done. How? Where? When?
Can't. Impossible. I've tried.
I've called everyone. I've called Milan. I've called everyone.
The problem here is the player's ego is preventing him from moving to a club. He went on loan to Newcastle. He actually wasn't right. And so...
There are some teams that need a left back, though.
Even Newcastle didn't want him. There are some talk about PSG bringing in Danny Rose.
have we heard from... Has there been any talk from Paris?
Yeah.
Milan? Yeah. Tokyo?
The problem... The thing is, this deal should be easy because he's not been given a squad number. It's clear that Tottenham don't want him. It's been broadcast on a national international stage on Amazon that is, you know, made to look like an idiot. So making this deal happen isn't difficult if the player wants to move. And if the player doesn't want to move and he wants to just pick up the remainder of his contract and go for a big deal or a big contract at the end of his contract in 8 months' time, then that's what
happens. Gentle nudge from James Alcott here. What about Aston Villa? They need left back.
Isn't it Target? Haven't they got Target?
Yeah.
He's mustard.
I think Danny could do a better job. It's in a new cup.
Listen, mate, he's shit. He's done. His career is over. He's shit. He's not a Premier League footballer.
Not a Premier League footballer there?
No. Wow. No. Wow. He would struggle in the Championship. Now, Ed's gone. Body's going.
Okay. I'm literally like, I just want numbers here, okay? Just give me the numbers, the financial numbers of the deal. You're a wheeler, you're a dealer.
You're an agent, Flav. All
right. Roma. They want Chris Smalling, 30-year-old Chris Smalling from Manchester United. How do we get this deal done, Flav? Numbers.
We're talking 15 to 20 million pounds for Chris Smalling.
Lovely.
I think. And a contract of around 50 to 60,000 pounds a week.
Okay.
Should get it through the door.
Aston Villa keen to bring in England and Chelsea midfield duo Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Ross Barkley on loan, but they can only get one because of Premier League rules. You're not allowed more than two, and I think they must have someone else on loan. Who do they go for, Flav?
What team? What team is it?
Chelsea, Loftus-Cheek and Ross Barkley.
Yeah, but who wants
it? Villa.
All right. Loftus-Cheek, hands down, classier player. Much more miles in those legs. Yes, Loftus-Cheek and... season-long loan. I think that it'd be much more beneficial with him for Aston Villa.
Okay. And finally, Burnley are in talks with Liverpool over a move for Reds Wales winger Harry Wilson, 23. How much do you want?
Great player. I think...
panic. He's doing the panic face. You know, at Bournemouth. At Bournemouth last year, Liverpool. You know, he's come through, you know...
Welsh.
Welsh.
No, very, very good. I think... You know, if you look at some of the other transfers that have happened with development players, Walker Peters going for 13 million. He's not going to get in the Liverpool side. He is a talent. With a buyback clause involved as well, I would say they could get him for between 13 and 15 million.
Agent Flav.
Thanks, Agent Flav.
That's better. I understand that.
Guessing now. We're getting there. Okay, great. Yeah. Shark news time. Let's have a little bit of shark news as we come to the end. Yeah, girls and that, if you want that. Then let us know your problems. We'll chew them over. Shark news last week. I actually used the shark fact in conversation over last week.
Women love it. They go weak at the quim for it.
Right. Shark fact. Where were we last week? It's about the pregnancy,
There was an attack the other day.
By a shark?
Bloke jumped into the... I think he was off a boat. Bloke jumped into the water. And a bull shark within seconds came up and bit him on the shoulder. Quite a significant. Bull sharks are out of all of them. Like I'd be quite comfortable getting into the water with a great white. That's bullshit. I wouldn't be comfortable. I'd be shitting myself. I'm just lying. Out of all the sharks, I'd be least comfortable in would be a bull shark. How about that? Bull shark, fucking aggressive. It'll fuck your shit up.
Yeah. No. Brilliant.
And a pregnant woman jumped in and saved him. Like, what are you doing, love?
Really?
Yeah, his wife jumped in and saved him. He's pregnant and shit. He's like, fuck you, bull shark.
Speaking of women, great link from Alcott here. Well done, James. Superb stuff. A female blue shark's skin is 3 times thicker than a blue male's to survive courtship bites.
I was going to say that. Before you said it, I said, I bet it's because they get bitten when they're mating.
How do you know this crap, Flav? It's so weird. I can't. Get it.
Listen.
Why? Do you know so much? What are you doing? Do you just like have like a little den where you go, all right, love, I'm going to go read up on sharks again. Again? Yep. why are you so into this?
James, I'm not so into it. I just started.
How do you
reading.
Know that?
Listen to me. I've got an answer for you. Told you this before. When I was a kid, my mum used to take me to the library every Saturday. And I'd go in there and I'd read. And I was fascinated by dinosaurs and sharks, and I would sit there and read the same three shark books every week because they're fascinating. They're fucking monsters in the sea. And as you get older, you start, you know, watching documentaries, and it's like, no worse. This is not, you know, what is weird and geeky, more geeky. This, like, it's football. Like, how geeky is football? It's really geeky. But it's because it's socially acceptable. Everyone's like, oh, I like football. I can talk about it. But actually, we're all a bunch of fucking nerds. It's not cool. Football is not cool. It's sad. It's a sad, sad thing to follow.
Okay.
It's like Warhammer, but real.
Mm.
That's what football is.
Speaking of hammers, hammerhead sharks' heads. Find someone who does. Find someone who can link things better than me. There isn't one.
Yeah, but
James, hammerhead sharks.
Do it. Don't fucking highlight it.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Good feedback. Thanks. Hammerhead sharks' heads are soft at birth, so they won't jam the mother's birth canals.
I didn't know that. That's good. Yeah. I'm just going to pretend not to know stuff so you don't freak out.
yeah, that's it, really. We've got a couple of comments on confusing songs. Jack Dickinson says, here's a questionable lyric from Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. Woke up today, look at your picture, just to get me started. What a dirty, dirty man. Absolutely despicable, poor girl.
Yeah. I've got a song for you that's really like sus. That you, when you hear it, you go, oh, I like that song. That's a nice song. That's sung by a nice person.
Well, actually, it's pretty dark.
When you read the lyrics, it's really
okay.
It's really
good. Well, yeah, you can finish up there. Andrew Young says, for a long time, I thought that we built this city on rock and roll. Was we built this city on the wrong damn road? We built this city on the wrong damn road. You'll never hear it. We built this city on the wrong damn road.
That's amazing.
I kind of prefer that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I did. What's your song then? Go on.
These are the lyrics. It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah.
So baby. Dodgy. Weird. It's
a Christmas hit, isn't it? Well, was a Christmas hit, and then it became... There was a bit of a scandal around. It got cancelled, didn't it? Because it was a bit rapey.
Yeah, a little bit rapey. So this is the woman saying, I really can't stay. And then he goes, well, baby, it's cold outside. I got to go away. But baby, it's cold outside.
Hang on, wait. I'll read them. Let me read. I'll be the woman. You be the guy.
All right.
We'll finish on this. Okay. So, all right, I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping you drop in.
Fucking crazy. Let's park it there for a second. All right, I've said I can't stay. At the moment, I guess you're concentrating on the weather, so that's just about all right.
Yeah.
I was saying... Then I go, so this evening has been so very nice.
So very nice. I'll hold your hands... They're just like ice.
Because
so
you're chilling, because this whole situation is chilling and it's affecting me in a physiological way. It's what she's saying there with her hands. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. What's your hurry?
Well, just concentrate on what I'm saying. Yeah, my mother will start to worry.
Yeah, don't worry about what your mum says. Right, you're here with me. Don't worry about what your mum says.
Sorry, I really, really no. I better scare.
No, the next one was my father will be pacing the floor.
Right.
To the fireplace roar. Don't worry about
it. Why aren't you... You're not responding to the things I'm saying here. You're just saying other things. You're pointing at other things as I'm saying I've really got to go here. It's not good, is it?
No, and it just gets worse. Like, what was it?
Maybe just a half a drink more. Oh, that's,
yeah,
that's
like spike, putting a little spike in the drink.
I mean, obviously.
So to break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hands look swell. Why, thank you. I ought to say, no, sir. And she goes, mind if I move a bit closer? It's like,
come on,
what is going on here? Yeah. Why is this so popular?
It was a different time, wasn't it? It was a different time.
You're very pushy, you know. I like to think of it as opportunistic.
Yeah.
Anyway. The whole thing's grim. Thank God we. The thing is it, in 2014 on the album Holiday Wishes, Michael Bublé sung the male bit.
It's funny, isn't it? People don't realise something's wrong until it's pointed out sometimes.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just like snowflakes and just don't worry about it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perfect place to end, I think.
PSG preparing to pull out of negotiations to sign Dele Alli on a season on loan.
Mourinho doesn't want him to go, is he? He's made it clear. Right, Flav, wonderful. 120? 100, I mean, 1 hour 20. An hour and 20
now.
If that is right, if the recording is correct. Right, guys, just to say, next week we will be starting the live Patreons. Patreon, so you'll be able to watch us do this live. And then
you'll be able to... Are we interacting with comments?
I was thinking the idea was... I've got a name for it as well. It's how sad
what
I am.
What is it?
Pat Chat. Pat Chat. It's like back chat, but it's actually Pat Chat. So we'll do our podcast, and then at the end of the podcast, if people got things that they want to, you know, concerns or whatever, things they want to kind of chip in on, we'll go to the floor. We go to the floor, and you can have your say.
We're nearly done. My missus is waiting to come in to make lunch. Yes. So Patreon, no, come sign up for Patreon. We're going to do the live show.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live. We'll come up with a couple more strands as well. Basically, we need your money. Okay. Is that fair?
If you'd like to support, please do.
And give us your money.
That's...
Think of us as like Live Aid. Like, you know, when they start generate loads of money for really poorly kids in Africa. Don't do that anymore. Whatever money you're giving to charity, give it to us instead. Is that fair?
We'll see you next week.